Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
George Pickens showed when he was out how important he is to the Steelers' offense and that he is their best weapon and a true star at the position and all those things. The guy's also a total asshat, and I feel totally comfortable saying that. I mean, just, I don't know. You don't want to answer the question.
When he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, he thought he was going to say, like, oh, no, 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 it's me saying that. And when Saunders, to his credit, dug in and said, no, Russ said you weren't on the same page. It's like when you get caught in a lie and you, like, can't Costanza your way out
so
of it.
So his answer is to just storm off and have the PR person say, all right, thanks, guys. He's just a maddening player. He's just the all-time example of the Lady Justice with the scales going back and forth and, oh my God, he's so good, but holy crap, he's such a pain in the ass and a headache sometimes. And the worst part about it is that I wish it were just one of those things where we brought up incidents like this and fans barked back and said, guys, like, lay off George. Who the hell cares what kind of answer he gives to Allen in the locker room before a game? The issue is, or the problem is, he's bringing up something that happened in the game that we can debate the varying degrees to which it contributed to a turnover that completely changed the momentum and possibly even the outcome of that very important game. And that's the problem, is that when things like this come up, we have to do this endless circle, like we're a hamster constantly spinning on a wheel of, well, yeah, he screwed up, but, you know, maybe it'll be the last time it happens. Maybe he'll grow from this. Maybe he'll learn from this. And he just never does.
And his head coach, by the way, continued to take his side.
Yes.
No, it's Russ. It's George's route had nothing to do with it. Yet Arthur Smith says that wasn't basically what I'm paraphrasing here. That wasn't the route combo we were supposed to have there.
And every ex-player that's looked at it has said, yeah, Pickens had a lot to do with that interception.
I think Mike's...
Roethlisberger said it. Kurt Warner said it. Hell, guys that aren't even wide receivers. Burleson said it right away after it happened during the game.
I think most fans that have even a passing understanding of like what makes players do what, like cause and effect in football, understand when they see it and Burleson says it, like, oh yeah, that he should have done that. I think Mike just continuing to run interference for him is like the worst part. He's just cast his lot with, I am just very rarely going to ever come down on the player. It's funny that we're talking about this when one of the most recent tweets I've seen is from another one of the Steelers. It's your guy, Derek Bell, just saying, are people aware of what's happening in Jacksonville right now? And what is that an excuse to say? Brian Thomas looks outrageously good for them.
I went viral the other day. I never thought it would happen. I literally just posted the guy's stats and said, the Steelers' season would be much better off had they merely just drafted this guy. And some of the responses, I mean, it got millions of impressions, which I never thought it would.
Oh, yes.
That's not a humble brag. It's just you never know
millions.
What's going to... You never know like what's going to... You know, people like are going to
latch. Like when you post a picture of gumbo that looks really unfortunate.
Exactly.
And it gets 20 million impressions.
And so I did get hundreds of responses like, no, Fautanu was the right pick.
From who?
From Steelers fans. From
people who have like Blitzberg or Minkaberg or whatever.
Yeah, but just across the spectrum of fans. I would rather have playmakers, and I know it all starts with the offensive line.
Well, you'd also rather have an insurance policy where you just say, George, you know what, man? Like, thanks for your time. We're probably looking to deal you this offseason if you drafted Brian Thomas.
I still think I would be
You'd be considering it anyway, but I'm saying you wouldn't. It would be like an open and shut case at this point.
I mean, we talked about this the last time the Steelers played the Bengals, and I have a much stronger opinion on it now. I'm absolutely someone who thinks it's going to be a crazy bidding war, but I'll take T. Higgins and then trade George and use the pick I get back for George or another one of my early picks to take a wide receiver. And my wide receiver room for next year is T. Higgins, highly thought of rookie wide receiver, Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson. And I think I'll be better off than I am right now.
T. Higgins is making himself a lot of money.
I mean, yeah, and all the wide receiver needy teams like the Raiders and Patriots who have a bajillion dollars, and maybe Burrow is going to continue to like cajole the skinflint Mike Brown into doing something and keeping him because he keeps doing that literally at every press conference. So he gets a chance to talk. He's bringing up pay T. Higgins, pay T. Higgins, pay T. Higgins. But the Bengals do have a tendency to screw stuff like this up. So he probably will become a free agent. The Steelers should try very, very hard to get him. And then once you do that, you have the insurance policy that you're talking about, Chris, to deal George Pickens. Because I am at wit's end about this. I really am.
Well, that one's just as funny because, I'll say to Allen's credit, he has the story correct. George, I think, who's a smart guy, I think trying to play dumb about it and say, are you sure about that? And Allen was sure about what he was saying to him. And that just to clam up, I don't know. It's just a bad look. I'm not going to like say it's the end of the world. Go out and get me 8 catches, 120 yards, and a touchdown in this game, and they win, and no one's going to care. But in the moment, right now, when that's what we have to talk about, it's a bad
look. Don, you'll be hosting After Us tonight following Jeff Capel, so you'll have a big canvas to paint on. Your take on what we're hearing from Pickens and all the fallout from the route he didn't run on Christmas when you were at the game.
Also very timely. I plan on having Alan Saunders on at 9 o'clock, who's now become the man of the hour when I ask him this question. Pony, I know people will take what you say about the hypothetical future receiver room and just think it's outlandish, like it'll never happen. But who's to say it can't or it shouldn't? Because we've seen the Steelers rearrange a more important room in their locker room, and that was the quarterback position this past season. They completely wiped the slate clean there and brought in two guys.
You sure
guys.
It's a more important room for them? The way they treat it and the way they've handled it might not be.
Well, it's the most important position in the game. I'm speaking generally there.
Just, I'm messing with you.
But they've. It's not like they haven't done this recently, and they can completely, they're not going to take out every single receiver, but with the quarterbacks, completely wipe it clean and bring in two guys that people didn't expect them to. So why can't they do what you say?
I'm asking you, though, if you want them to do that.
I mean, I would not be upset about having T. Higgins on the roster. That's for damn sure. I don't want to get overly excited about it because it seems like everybody is kind of banking on that. But that dude is a hell of a player.
If your two options were give George $120 million or trade him for an early second-round pick where you were picking basically between 33 and 40, what would you do?
And there's no guarantee they bring in a player?
Well, there's no guarantee they're going to bring in T. Higgins, but I would assume they're going to go out there and try to find a wide receiver, whether in a trade or in free agency.
Here's where that gets a little bit difficult. I would actually pay Pickens in that situation. Unless you can guarantee they actually get the job done with a receiver, I'm going to pay the guy I already have.
Well, the other
because they proved this past offseason that they can say all they want. It kind of sounds similar to the baseball team at times. They can say all they want how much they were in on certain guys. They didn't get them.
They also have this problem. Unlike most of the teams we've talked about that they would see in the playoffs, instead of, at this point, their quarterback making receivers look better, the truth of their offense is George Pickens makes the quarterback look better more often than not. Like, he's the guy who does more to help the guy throwing him the ball when it's supposed to be the other way around. That's why I kind of laughed when you said quarterback, the most important position. Man, the way they kind of structure these teams, it's not.
Well, it did look that way for the first two games of the losing streak, but it sure didn't on Christmas. They got George back, and Russ's numbers look the same as they did against the Ravens and the same as they did against the Eagles, which is to say they look mediocre. He didn't make a big difference. It was still the same crapola Steelers offense and pretty much grounded passing game.
My weird, I've flip-flopped on this, but I think I've settled back now on I would look to deal him. And this is the flawed logic that underpins me saying that, Pony. I watched Jeremiah Smith, who's 19 and isn't even draft eligible for two more years after this one, just be outrageously good in the Rose Bowl yesterday. And I am aware that the Steelers have no shot at him because they won't be bad enough to draft him, because he'll be a top five pick, if not a top three pick, when he does come out. But like, there's a lot of dudes in college football now who might not be him, but are within a degree or two of him enough that they'll be really good pros.
Well, how about his teammate?
Igbuka would be a good pick this year if they really wanted to address
Donnie,
wide receiver.
Donnie, how would you feel about Igbuka?
I think he's going to be a good to very good NFL player.
Chris and I had this conversation not long before
them and
the
LSU.
Show started.
You almost can't go wrong now with one of those two schools.
I think it is always worth just taking a chance on an Ohio State or LSU receiver. If it is somebody who gets high marks across the board by scouts when it comes to draft time, why not take a chance on the guy, because it is almost likely going to turn out pretty well.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.